This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A decision to remove excited delirium from law enforcement training will not stop Colorado from considering legislative changes, too. State Representative Judy Amabole says she wants to ensure the term, which describes hyperactive or agitated behavior, isn't replaced with something similar.
Excited delirium syndrome, hyperactive delirium, agitated delirium, exhaustive mania. And we don't want them to just substitute one of those terms.
Colorado's House delegation split on party lines for today's vote to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The state's five Democrats voted against, and its four Republicans voted for. Colorado GOP Representative Ken Buck says this was a necessary step.
When the White House sent a letter back saying you haven't had a formal vote, it's kind of like thumbing their nose and all right, we'll vote yes, and then we'll get this get these documents.
However, Buck also says there is no current evidence to warrant impeachment. Other Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, took care to note that a vote for an impeachment inquiry is different from a vote on articles of impeachment. The deadline is passed for presidential candidates to file to get on Colorado's Republican and Democratic primary ballots. More than half a dozen Republicans have qualified. That includes Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, former President Trump has turned in the necessary paperwork, but his spot on the ballot is on hold while the courts decided on a challenge to his candidacy. You're listening to CPR News.